USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump campaign is asking for a recall in Wisconsin, saying there have been reports of irregularities in several Wisconsin counties, which raise serious doubts about the validity of the results. Currently, Joe Biden is leading in Michigan by about 20,000 votes. North Carolina, another state that has not been officially called for President Trump. He does have a slim lead in the state. North Carolina Republican Party Chairman Michael Wortley expresses optimism regarding that presidential race.
We are here today to celebrate an absolutely fantastic election day. As we said yesterday and last night, it was a great day to be a Republican here in North Carolina.
The Georgia Secretary of State saying there are about 250,000 ballots left to be counted in his state. Brad Raffensperger telling voters that every vote legally cast will be counted. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
When I first switched over, because I stopped taking the other supplements I was taking and switched over all the way to Balance of Nature, I really noticed a huge difference. It was amazing. Like better sleep, better attention, better energy. It was just really, really great.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Can you believe after all the recent violent protests, looting, and destruction, some communities are considering either defunding or abolishing the police? If you agree that now is the time when police protection is needed most, then it's time we stand up and support your local police and the communities they serve. Call 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet. That's 800-JBS-USA1 and request your free Support Your Local Police info packet today.
There will be no update on election numbers in Nevada today. State officials saying they will provide their next update on Thursday. Former Vice President Joe Biden currently has a slim lead of about 8,000 votes in the state. As far as what's the holdup, Darren Shaw with the Fox News Decision Desk reminds everyone.
Nevada tends to be very good at vote counting, but because they have this mail-in system and they're receiving ballots on election day, they're not processing them until today. And to process them properly, this is according to the Secretary of State, they're going to need to do signature checks to make sure that the person didn't also vote in person, right? So no double voting.
Incumbent Senator from Maine Susan Collins also saying her opponent, Sarah Gideon, the Democrat, called to concede in the Maine Senate race. Democrats hoping to pick up Senate seats in Maine, Colorado, Texas, South Carolina, and Kentucky, only picking up the seat in Colorado where the former Democratic governor beat Cory Gardner. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Voters in the Bayou state overwhelmingly say abortion is not a right in their state.
By 62%, Louisiana voters approved a constitutional amendment that clarified the document does not grant the right to an abortion in the state. Amendment 1 was touted as a way to ensure residents would clearly be on record opposing the procedure in the event the Supreme Court was to overturn the landmark Roe v. Wade decision. And the wording made explicitly clear that Louisiana opposes public funding for abortion as well. From the Texas USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Val Dior.
Pollster Frank Luntz says a lot of reflecting needs to be done after this year's presidential election, in which a number of polls appeared to show a much brighter picture in various states for Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. As far as what can be and needs to be done, Luntz tells Fox News.
The fact is a lot of Trump people want to send a message to Washington, to the swamp. They want to send a message that they're not going to be treated and ignored and forgotten and lied to. And so they simply don't cooperate with pollsters. I know that I have to do a special effort. I have to ask a number of unique questions to get them to participate. I have to tell them in the opening. I actually have to inform them that national leaders will read the results of your information. You're going to have influence for the first time. That gets them to participate.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.